brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've got another absolutely jam-packed, critically important worldwide transmission today lined up for you. Webster Tarpley, fresh back from Syria and the front lines of the Al-Qaeda NATO New World Order Strike Force, is going to be joining us coming up in an hour and a half from now. Dr. Jerome Corsi is also going to be popping in. He's got the same intel we've had for several months, well, actually several years, but it's intensified, that Israel, England, and the United States have been launching giant attacks, blowing up entire areas of military bases, rocket bases, nuclear reactor systems. And now the Washington Post is out today basically going, oh, look at satellite photos. Someone blew up the missile launcher bases. Somebody blew up the reactor area. Maybe it was a leprechaun or something that did it. Sure, it's just accidental explosions killing the different key generals and scientists. So the war is already going on, and they've got Al-Qaeda attacking the Shiite country all over the map. And again, I'm not taking a side in any of this. Wahhabist, Shiite, globalist, it's all just big factions. The issue is that this is being used to take our liberties here at home, and it's totally manufactured. And when you get all the different internal government documents that we've covered here and that have made national news, it's all about conservatives, libertarians, American gun owners, landowners. If you can skin a buck, run a trot line, you're the person the government doesn't like. Because the government is run by people like Ken Lay, Larry Summers, Robert Rubin, Bernie Madoff. I mean, this is Corzine. This is just a bunch of crooks. And it's the big mega banks that engage in all this fraud that have been trying to get rid of posse comitatus, trying to federalize local police. And they've done a pretty darn good job of it. And they've got the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center literally demonizing. If the Founding Fathers were alive today, they would be attacked. In fact, they are attacked in these manuals, and we've covered it. We've gotten video of the FEMA training manuals and of the FEMA personnel giving the training. But they clearly are like the bad guys in Red Dawn. If you have any political understanding, any geopolitical awareness, any historical first grade level, the bad men come and criticize those that are for private property, Second Amendment, family, national sovereignty. I mean, they sit there like a Simpsons episode where the aliens take over the town and announce, I am Glob and this is Kolar or whatever, you know, the big slime creatures, and we are here. You will now do as we say. You know, your freedoms are trash. I mean, it's that over-the-top cartoonish. They don't even try to cover it with any sophistry. It's just, we're surveilling you, you're watching you, George Washington is a pig. And we're going to take your rights because Al-Qaeda will get you. And you're like, but you're funding Al-Qaeda. Look at all these examples. You underwear bomber, Christmas Day, got him on the plane, this guy, that guy. You're protecting him. Look how you're using Al-Qaeda in Libya, now Syria. Look how you used him against the Serbs. Look how the CIA created him. This is wrong. And they're just like, be quiet, America hater. And you're like, but I'm defending what America actually stands for, freedom and liberty and the things you're attacking. You notice, Mr. Extremist, that the public's drinking fluoride and is brain damaged in a trance. Look at how weak and wanting and pathetic they are. They're not waking up out of the trance. We've got them where we want them. And there's nothing you can do to wake them. We're going to have our way with them. You understand that? That's basically the globalist attitude.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is an incredibly important broadcast today. Webster Tarpley, who just got back from the front lines of the NATO Al-Qaeda New World Order attack on Syria. And if you're not for Al-Qaeda, you're unpatriotic now, according to our media. They've given Al-Qaeda, of course, Libya and the missiles, which is even better because now they can menace the United States and the system can take even more of our liberties away because of the menace of Al-Qaeda that is completely manufactured. Just like the underwear bomber on Christmas Day being gotten on the airplane by the U.S. government. That's all public, but we're supposed to just ignore that and let the system come after we, the people. So Tarpley's going to be joining us, Dr. Jerome Corsi, on the buildup. His intel is that it is attack on Iran is imminent. We certainly know there's been buildup towards that. Ron Paul came out today and said the sanctions against Iran are a clear indicator that war is imminent as well, and we've also are going to talk to some other folks that are coming up here on the broadcast today. There's also stories like this one, and this has been coming out for 20 years. In fact, even previous to cell phones being popularized in the last 25 years or so, major studies were published showing that the type of wireless RF and microwaves coming off of different variants of cell phone communications is vibrating the DNA at exactly the right frequency. They could have chosen other frequencies that are damaging, but not as damaging. They've chosen several different frequency systems that just so happen to vibrate DNA and break the DNA, triggering cancer and infertility. And there's a big report out from Reuters today, because now they know this is ubiquitous. Now they know everybody's addicted to it, and civilization is based on it, and they know how humans operate, that we will just go ahead and keep something even if it's killing us if we've formed a habit with it. We'll fry our children, we'll live in it, we'll die, because it's what we were brought up with and what we're accustomed to. Laptop Wi-Fi said to nuke sperm. And that's out of Reuters. And they're just, you know, pretty much letting you know what's going on. They're just throwing the whole thing in your face. So we're going to be going over that, because it dovetails with just saying, you know what, radiation's a couple hundred times higher than it should be on this isotope, or 1,000 times higher with that isotope, or 20 times higher with this isotope. We'll just raise each isotope the level that's safe. We'll just wave a magic bureaucratic wand and say it's safe for you. In 86, for at least 6 months, they didn't let anybody drink the milk or the vegetables that grew on the surface, because they would bioaccumulate the different radioactive isotopes, because they, you know, cared about the school kids. And the UN itself estimates about 1 million people died of related cancers in the 20-plus years that transpired. This time it's much higher, and they just wave a wand. Europe's got radiation levels going up on its own. They've got disasters in multiple countries, France the main one, and now they just say, hey. Now, there's schools nearby, one plant that had a big radiation release in France a few months ago, and the locals said, should we evacuate? Should we not eat the vegetables? They said, eat them. Enjoy. It's like until 1991, they wouldn't let the troops use DU. They had it since the 50s, and they suddenly waved a wand and said, you know what, use it, enjoy. No decontamination needed. You know, in 91, they did some decontamination, but it was still shocking to use. And then it was like by the mid-90s, you know what, who needs it? Let's serve it out and have it manufactured into every form of munition, 223, 308 NATO, 50 cal, every fighting vehicle's main gun, use it, enjoy it, and get in there with the maintenance crew with no mask on and just clean the barrel out. Just breathe it all. I mean, you know what? One micron of it, 20, 30 years off your life, depending on the study. Die. Die. It's patriotic. Die. 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 Don't care. It's good. Radiate your children. Cell phones everywhere. Blast everyone. Wireless in your house. Wireless in your business. Shell towers on top of public schools. Giant cancer clusters. Giant microwave fryers in the airports. 8 years at Boston Logan. 7 times increased cancer cluster. Cover-ups. Just so what? Say it's okay. I was going through the Las Vegas airport, and they tried to put me through the scanner, and I said, no, this portly, archetypal TSA type comes over and says, Mr. Jones, I know who you are. I listened to your show. It is not true. This is 1/1 billionth of the radiation of a cell phone. John Hopkins University. And I started saying, but the head of John Hopkins Radiology said they didn't do that study, and it is linked to cancer. I said, the scans off this machine, I knew the name of it, you can see the bones in people's fingers. And he goes, I've done my research. You're welcome to your opinion. Now, if you are not going to, I am going to do a pat-down, or you are going to go through the other process, which I knew was fines, arrest, whatever. And I'm sitting there looking at him. And I didn't even hate him. I felt totally sorry for him. He's in there roasting. Roasting. And it doesn't matter. Because remember, the TSA lied to Congress about radiation. They got caught, what was it, a year ago? It was January, so it was almost a year ago. It was like 9, 10, 11 months ago. Almost 11 months ago. And they just get caught lying about it. And they sit there and they tell them, the radiation is nothing. Do you understand? And they're like, yes, I believe you. Do I get to grope everybody? Yes, you do. See, it's magical thinking. The Environmental Protection Agency, 4 months ago, we read it off their website, showed it here on air, raised the radioactive isotope levels in several isotopes, because there's hundreds hitting us from Japan, still melting down, blowing up routinely. And we're right across the Pacific from them. 100,000 times. Now, the isotopes, in some cases, were just a few hundred times higher. You know, one isotope was 27 times at this university study. Another was 200 and something. It was a very, they just said, you know what? We'll just raise it 100,000 times. How's that sound? No matter how much there is. And then scientists, of course, wrote articles saying 100,000 times, if you got just tiny amounts of this, it would kill you in a matter of days. And by the way, it's in the news every couple of days. I didn't even get to it yesterday. Mainstream Japanese news and U.S. news that, oh, yeah, there are some people dying that worked on the Fukushima, and people are, the head of it's had to go to hospital, and there is some radiation poisoning. And, yeah, Tokyo's population has gone way down. Many of them have raced to the south. But everything's okay. Just stay there. And suddenly there's leaks in Canada, the United States, France, and I don't think all of this is on accident. Because if you read deeper, the globalist, and of course Dr. Busby's talked about this here on air, a chemical engineer and chemical physicist, many of his colleagues believe from the research that this is a strategic plan to reduce population because nothing destroys DNA and lowers fertility like radiation. And, you know, these are guys with like 170 IQs, and that's the realization studying this. He's advised the EU, the British government, BBC, and they come to the realization that there are many of my colleagues who believe this is a purposeful operation to lower fertility, especially sperm counts worldwide. The establishment has known for decades this course is taking place and is still proliferating the older systems of nuclear power. And have changed their attitude completely towards the dangers of radiation. We are slowly being cooked in a radioactive field that the ambient level is being increased at an alarming rate. Here, I could interview myself. I could interview Busby for the next hour. I mean, you got to have some gallows humor here. We are living in a system run by madmen. Absolute, total, complete madmen. Okay, I'm going to stop right there because I've already digressed. I read one headline and then ran off down a rabbit trail. I'll get to that later. I've got to get to the really big enchilada, something we may be able to do something about. But regardless, a story that illustrates everything we're talking about and is another bona fide, super hardcore confirmation of everything that we have discussed here and everything that we've historically researched and predicted. It's here. And we're going to go over it when we come back from break. And that, of course, is the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act of 2012. They're funding next year's money. And as several Congressman Ron Paul and others, Mark Udall has comments on it, but there's also Congressman Justin Amash, I believe is how you pronounce it. He says that it does affect U.S. citizens and that the law is carefully crafted to mislead the public. See, that's the added core of it. Is that I've learned their tricks, so that's how I was able to look at it and say, no, it says it doesn't affect citizens unless they say so. It's always the same with the globals. It's like the UN Charter on Human Rights. You've got 29 incredible rights, not privileges, and then the final two say you have no rights if the UN says. So it's like, oh, you've got all these rights in the contract, but then there's a provision at the end saying, but you actually don't get them. And so now they're trying to pass this as early as today or tomorrow. And it says, we will arrest you, we will execute you, whatever we want, no judge, no jury.
HempUSA.org brings you pure Camu Berry Powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown Camu Berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order Camu Berry Powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
So here we are in our constitutional republic, and we've seen all over the country for the last 15 years the military dressing in police uniforms, raiding gun dealer shops, running checkpoints, and then in the last decade or so they started just setting up real checkpoints. Where the military is just out in their own regular uniforms with sidearms, and it comes out in California, it comes out in Alabama, it comes out in Michigan, it comes out in Texas. that this is going on. And then the local news is, take the case of Arcadia, Iowa. Oh, the Army's coming to train to confiscate the guns. All 600 homes have agreed to be part of it. They're going to start at the local gun shop and then search for the militias in their homes. Isn't it nice? I mean, I've been to these drills. It's all about the American people. And then we get the Homeland Security documents and it's this. I mean, could it be more creepy? Now, Senator Rand Paul has said that he aims to kill indefinite detention provision of controversial bill. The head of a Japanese-American Citizens League, I want to get them on, by the way, go after that guest, warns that bill has echoes of World War II-style internment without charge. Now, the entire true structure of this, in the training, in the manuals, in the videos, in the local police training with military, and the countless newscasts we've gotten, this is not hidden now. 90+ percent of it, I'd say 92-93%, over 9 times out of 10, the drill is to take on good old boys. They have them wearing John Deere hats, camo, Patriot stickers on their cars. They practice shooting you off the road, checkpoints. They've got the military with the police training to wage war against the American people because our government was taken over by J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Wachovia, on record. They take over other countries. Look at the news. Goldman Sachs conquers Europe through derivatives they sold. They got their people into every major government. Now they're having European nations waive all their final rights to the new OECD banking system as Europe goes into receivership. Economic conquest with military backup in case the countries ever try to bring the criminals to justice. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, certainly no angel, a globalist, but he said, I don't want to get rid of French sovereignty on record. There's no point in wrecking civilization. Let's back off on this. He balked. He was going to be the next French president. They set him up. It's now turned out he was under NATO surveillance the whole time. They set him up. They were tracking him. It was all made up. Doesn't matter. He's gone. They've got that new person in there as the head of the IMF, who's a known globalist. They're getting rid of Germany, sovereignty, France, all of it. In fact, I had an article I covered on the Nightly News last night. I got to go pull it. It was BBC, where it actually sounded like something I would say. It was first Iceland, Ireland, and Greece. Now Italy, Spain, Portugal. Now they need 500 billion pounds more. It goes into implosion. This is the planned takeover. And the military has been training to take on the American people. And they've trained every local police department that the right wing will attack you and is going to blow up your police cars with improvised explosive devices. Every major police department and most small ones under Homeland Security grants train to take on real Americans. It's a Red Dawn scenario. The banks took over. They brainwashed the police and military. And they don't care if the military says no. They just send you overseas, set you up for a bunch of deadly inoculations, have you clean DU, weaponry. But you say yes, they take you, they put you in a file, and they say, we suggest you go and try to become state police, and you're going to get the job. It doesn't matter if you can read or write. You're directly going into state police, and now you're going to rule America. You're going to, while they destroy it, your whole family is going to be turned into paupers as well. Your future is going to be destroyed, but you know what? You were involved in a massacre over there. You stomped somebody's brains out. Your captain made note of it in a classified file. You'll do whatever you're told. They know you got a sick streak. You're going to be a police officer in America. And if you continue to be evil, you're going to run narcotics. And if you really like that, you're going to run kidnap kids. Now, when we come back, the journey into Hades will continue. And the desperate fight by American patriots to stop the overthrow of Posse Comitatus. Ron Paul says it's the end of Posse Comitatus. Rand Paul says it's the end of Posse Comitatus. Another congressman has said that it's deceptive on purpose. It does affect citizens. Of course it does. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Just joined us and you're doubting the level of evil we're talking about here, just look around you. Look at what's coming out. And then look at history. Look at other countries. Look at what Roman emperors in the last few hundred years of Rome were always killing their family members, marrying their horses, doing things I can't even mention on air. Nero at public parties with hundreds of nobles at them, in amongst the white pillars, would dress up as a werewolf and have a 10 or 11-year-old boy chained down, and he would run up and bite chunks out of their throat, drink the blood. That's on record. Because the scum of the scum got in control, and no one stopped them. You let them violate your rights and liberties. You let them put troops on the streets. You let them start taking your bank accounts. I told you they're going to start taking pension funds, and they're already starting to do that, private and public. They're already starting to take private accounts. They're already starting to loot. Investment funds. There's more on MF Global today and other companies doing it. And people are like, I can't believe they're doing this. You've seen nothing. Who would have ever believed the TSA would be at airports sticking their hands down people's pants and now on the highways? Just a year ago, it was in three or four states. Florida, Massachusetts, New York, places like that. Now it's everywhere. You just pull up and there's cops with them looking at you like you're a criminal. Get out. We're searching. You argue? Taser time. They're crazy. They've got them all hyped up like hunting dogs. And we're the prey. I mean, it's right out of a nightmare. And they've got the police and the military under a trance. The specialized units they've culled out, they enjoy it. Most of them really think they're actually saving America from something. They're into like this paranoid simulation where there's terrorists under every table. And internally, they're being told it's the American people. It's the American people. It's the American people. And of course, I told you this in the last 15, 16 years from documents we got. Now it's public. Yes, the Explorer Scouts are training to take on the disgruntled veterans. That guy's pull up New York Times, Explorer Scouts, Homeland Security, New York Times. Because in the first line, it has all the photos. It says the 14 and 15-year-old Explorer Scouts go into the warehouse and take out the disgruntled Iraq war veteran. They're training to take on disgruntled veterans. I mean, it's right there. Stuff I saw with horror 13 years ago. I would go to these drills and watch Marines training to kill Americans. In one case, they go, watch this execution. And they put the militia guy on his knees, and they're like, don't film this, don't film. But we get them putting them on their knees to shoot them in the back of the head. And I'm going to get more into this in a minute, but look at this. ESPN reporter explains why fine tape wasn't released in 2002, 10 years ago, 9.5 years ago. And, of course, they're talking about the latest situation with the wife being recorded saying she watched her husband rape boys. And ESPN confirmed it was her. And just said, we're not going to go with the story. This is how the evil's taken over. And, of course, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, they did find the article and the photos of the New York Times. Put that back up on screen for me. Thank you. Put up the headline. I want to give people the headline because I forget the headline so they can actually find it. Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. Literal Soviet or Nazi-style Jugend. The exact same crud. And who are they training? It isn't Al-Qaeda. And this came out 4 years ago. 3 years ago, people were like, oh, who's worried about 14, 15-year-olds? Oh, really? I'll guarantee you those guys are in the military right now, almost all of them. And they're going to get out in 4 years training to take on the American people. I can't tell you in my 16, almost 17 years on air how many times I've been sent documents or actually gone to the event when whistleblowers and ROTC in Texas and other parts of the country call me and they say, yeah, we're doing drills in the next month, you know, out in this national forest or out in this area, and we're going to simulate taking on American militias and killing them. And these are offensive. We're going out to the log cabins to simulate killing American gun owners. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the video games and the movies and demonizing Ron Paul supporters and sitcoms and stuff. It's everywhere. And that's why I have footage of the state police in Virginia pulling a naval veteran, no criminal record, over. She's at a checkpoint, warrantless checkpoint. They want to search her. She says no. They get her out of the car. She doesn't resist. They charge her with resisting. And they find a pocket constitution, and like they were Sirhan brainwashed or something, where you show a crazy person a tomato, and if they're trained to fear it, they'll cower in the corner. They start going, I can't believe it. And you think it's a Monty Python skit. You're like, you guys swore an oath to this, a pocket constitution. And they're literally going, we got one of them. I can't believe it. Paraphernalia. And they're, she's in the squad car, but they're out front, the squad car behind her car, going through the trunk. And they find a Harrison Ford Patriot Games VHS, and they're like, Patriot. I mean, it's in Road to Tyranny. People always hear this and don't believe me and go watch Road to Tyranny and actually see it. I mean, imagine grown men going, I mean, this is, it's like, look, a mouse. And they're like, it's, look, a bird in a tree. But they haven't been trained to fear that. It's like, well, I've got FEMA on tape, a huge classroom of police and firefighters and sheriff's deputies going, who are the number one terrorists in our history? And the cops are like, George Washington. He's like, good, you recognize the threat and the enemy. That's right. These are bad people. They were bad, and the people that like them are bad. You see the cops all going, that's right. Yeah, I'm good. And you think you're watching a joke. It's not a joke. I mean, these are Red Dawn enemies. I mean, these people actually believe America is bad. They believe they're defending America by going after the heart of America.
I just can't believe we found this. Is it legal to have this?
He says to his supervising state police guy, and he's like, I don't know. She may be allowed to have that. And then he starts thinking, he goes, that might be what she's talking about. Because one of the cops actually gets embarrassed. He goes, well, maybe that's what she's talking about, her rights. Maybe she's allowed to have that. The smart one says, maybe she's allowed to have a pocket constitution. One of the ones we sell. I mean, the radiation levels have gone up. And instead of testing the milk and the food and destroying what's dangerous, they just say, we'll just say it's safe. And we'll say George Washington's bad. I mean, look, right now I'm letting it into my mind. This is why when that state police guy pulled me over last week and was trying to search the car and stuff, I just started not even yelling at him. I was like, you know the government ships most of the drugs in. You know that's a bottle of water sitting right there. You're trying to act like I've done something wrong in some little mind game with yourself, like I'm the bad guy and you're the good guy. I said, I want to search your car. Statistically, government's the most dangerous group out there. I said, my God, do you know your whole future is going to be destroyed by the system you're helping bring in? And at the end, he just kept going, I'm now going to test your tent. If it's below 25, you get a ticket. And it goes to 29. He goes, I guess you're okay. And he just keeps going and going and smiling at me. And in the end, he goes, I like your radio show, especially the Sunday one. Bye-bye. I mean, it was Twilight Zone. I'm looking in this guy's eyes who's totally compartmentalized. He has no future under the New World Order. They're putting poison in your water, buddy boy. You think that's funny? I guarantee you, if that state police guy, let's say, was in a restaurant, he came out of the bathroom and saw me putting something in his drink, he would run and tackle me. If I resisted, punch me in the head, and he should. If somebody do it to me, I would. They would drag me out, put me in a squad car, test it. And even if it was not poisonous, I'd get in trouble and should. But if it was poisonous, I would go to jail for 20 years. But the globalists do it, and it's like, well, that's the government. See, that's why I say I can't play along with you anymore. I can't play along like America's okay and everything's fine and let's all just go back to sleep. This is not entertainment. This show is not about ratings and being a big shot and all of this baloney. You notice I haven't talked about Herman Cain and his zipper today because they're about to try to start war with Iran. They're trying to get rid of Posse Comitatus. They're openly moving to take people's bank accounts and pension funds. They're GMOing all the crops. I've got all the studies how it's hurting people. Just type in GMO linked to organ failure, infertility. You'll get all the major scientific studies. We're being killed by psychopaths. I'm right. I've got the facts in triplicate, stacked on triplicate, stacked on triplicate. And I'm being pulled over just randomly. Or who knows, they probably got GPS on my car. I don't know. And given 20 questions and white glove inspected. And I looked at the guy and I said, I know full well you guys are told to let illegals go for drunk driving, no insurance, you name it. But you're told to throw the book at us. And he goes, well, I don't like that. I agree with you. I go, you agree with me? But you're here checking my window tint? I went, hey, Bubba, I bought this car at the dealership. But so what? So what if I had tint that was too dark? While all these massive crimes are completely ignored, the system is busy coming down on the general public like a ton of bricks. Get your priorities straight. And I know the argument is, well, we're just following orders. Well, that's what they said in Germany. And the Nuremberg defense does not work. It's just comical that I don't break any laws, even the stupid ones. I've got a pretty boring life outside of research and broadcasting, and I get pulled over routinely. And I see more cops than ever pulling people over, and it's all a big joke. It's all a big joke. You're not doing anything for the safety and security of this country. You're not peace officers. You're errand boys. You're not even there to raise money. You guys are told you've got to run everybody in the ground and do all this to raise money. Folks, the globalists can issue all the money they want. You're there to train everybody to have constant interaction with uniforms and to be searched and to have our bodies touched so that we can be forcibly inoculated. That's what all this is about. It's all about acclimation. And you know what? You will pay just as bad as anybody else for what you're helping bring in. You will. Because your wife and your children are going to live in this world. And look, I get it. I know society's degenerating. It's not just the government and the police that are degenerating. The public looks like they've been shot by a mutation ray or something. Because they've been chemically, biologically, electronically, absolutely hammered. Now, getting back to the NDAA situation, then I'll give the number out and take your calls. Will Tarpley joins us in about 50 minutes. Getting back into this, within this story, you learn so much. The bill clearly is the classic Patriot Act or John Warren Defense Authorization Act or Enemy Commissions Act model. It says in bold, this will not be used on U.S. citizens. And then you go down a couple sections, and we have it in the article, unless the government says so. It's the fine print. And that's why the ACLU, Ron Paul, Infowars.com, Congressman Amish, and others have all come out and quoted the same section and said, no, this affects citizens. Of course it does. They use the previous acts to kill U.S. citizens. And they say, well, it's Anwar al-Awlaki. By the way, I predicted they would, quote, say he'd been killed. They'd said he'd been killed five times before that, at least. You know, he's the number one in al-Qaeda. Some argued he was number two, number three, who dined secretly at the Pentagon while he was on the FBI's most wanted list. The guy that runs all the real nutcase Muslim extremists, like Hassan, like Mutalib, the underwear bomber, the Times Square bomber, the shoe bomber. Yeah, the idiots that don't know. You think you light plastic explosives? It's on record that he's CIA and was trying to provocateur as many people as he could. I mean, al-Qaeda works for the people that run our country. That's why they've been given Libya. They've been brought into Syria. It's in mainstream news. They're being landed and brought in. And then the West is going to call them freedom fighters and bomb the country into the Stone Age and call it freedom and peace and say, this is not military. Now send 3,000 Saudis in there. Sorties. Send in the bombers. Blow the daylights out of it. It's peace. I mean, raise the radiation levels. It's healthy. Bombing countries is peace. Al-Qaeda is good. George Washington's bad. Just Twilight Zone crazy. I mean, you're living in the Twilight Zone. I'm living in it. It's crazy. It's going to get crazier. Tyranny is crazy. Nero chewing children's throats out is crazy. Caligula marrying his horse and making it the head of the Senate is crazy. Hitler running around doing what he did is crazy. But it's what they do. Mao killing 60-plus million people because he wanted to. It's pretty crazy. But they're going to do it. So... And people won't wake up to them, so it's all going to happen. They could coat cyanide pills in American flags, and American women would give them to their children, even though they knew it was going to kill them. Well, it's an American flag. Die. You know? My child's dead, but it was an American flag. You're not against the American flag, are you? Literal mind control. Literal trance. And the minute... I was reading the ACLU article, who I don't particularly like because they don't defend real liberties, but they did get it right on this. I noticed that article had gone up on their site, and we posted it, and I saw within minutes staged attack pieces saying it wasn't true, quoting the false provision. Within minutes. There was no way people had already found that and had that. So I said, okay, and we went and checked some IPs. It was the standard government people. We're like, okay, they don't even try to hide it. They don't care. They have total disdain. I'm going to do a report on this soon. I've just been so busy. And, again, we're being engaged here. They don't just admit it up front. They deceive their enemy, the American people. It's all military deception. They deceive the troops. It's all a culture of lies. Who's the father of lies? That they sell you the end justifies the means. That's their big trick in compartmentalization. And so I had Watson write an article, and within 2 minutes of it going live, dozens of comments with the section saying I'm a liar, saying it's not true. But our listeners by themselves went and found the sections that said that it was exempted, though, that the exemption was exempted, and defeated them. And that's what feels good. They could kill me right now. The truth goes on. We've taught people the enemy's tricks. Folks have learned them on their own. But Rand Paul has come out and said, yes, it does affect Americans. The head of the Japanese American League, Citizens League, has come out. And the other congressman has also come out. Republican Congressman Justin Amash told the Grand Rapids Press, the language of the bill is carefully crafted to mislead the public, that it is the greatest tyranny we've ever seen. It is. Lock you up, throw away the key, or kill you.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dug out of the Threat Fusion Center, MIAC-type reports that are constantly being leaked to the public. It's up at InfoWars.com. Oklahoma City investigator groups, some of which have members like State Rep. Charles Key and others, General Benton K. Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, three-star general, are listed as terrorist groups. And I've got another article here where mainline peaceful anti-war groups are.
Well, of course, anyone politically involved, left, right, libertarian, you are being watched. And they get these right-wing type guys to spy on the left and left-wing guys to spy on the right. And in between that, they've got everything covered. I noticed that Brandon Darby writes for Big Government. And Andrew Breitbart does some good work. I don't think he knows all about Brandon Darby, the fellow who was operating here in Austin, the informant with the activist up at the RNC in Minnesota who supposedly were going to try to ball off cocktail things. And you read the whole story, it's just an unbelievable, unbelievable operation. Aaron just handed me this during the break. He's an activist who rose to international recognition for his role in co-founding and directing the Common Ground Relief Organization. Isn't that nice? He currently resides in his home state of Texas and continues with his passion to investigate and expose groups and individuals who intend to harm the United States, I guess the big mega corporations that have taken us over, though he now does so as a private citizen. He's become a staunch ally and advocate for the FBI's use of informants and for the role they play in the front lines keeping citizens' rights and safety protected. Aren't we lucky? And he has an article here. Leftists drink Chardonnay in first class while toying with the lives of young revolutionaries. It's really weird. Maybe he's misguided. I don't know. It's very creepy. Getting back to what I was covering here, they've always wanted to use the military against the American people. And we've got a super Congress. I have an Economist article I covered last night where it's like, let's just get rid of governments and have technocrats run things. Yeah, the Constitution's not good. You know, you've seen Time Magazine, Newsweek come out and say that. They're really pushing this. And they admit in this legislation that you can be killed, arrested, disappeared, no trial, thrown in one of these emergency centers. This is all admitted now. But they're not FEMA camps. They're emergency centers. It's like this isn't a baseball bat. It's a love wand. Now I'm going to beat you in the head with it. It's all lawyer semantical games. So here's the article. Yes, Americans will be targeted as terrorists under the NDAA. Republican Congressman Amish warns that bill can be applied to U.S. citizens. And he went on telling the Grand Rapids Press that the language of the bill is carefully crafted to mislead the public. And it allows military law, that's martial law, that's the suspension of regular law, and martial means military, martial law. But they won't call it that. It's security, keeping you safe from the terrorist who the government's publicly given control of Libya to and is now shipping in to Syria. And that's coming up with Tarpley after your calls. And we've got ESPN helping cover up tapes of admissions of children being raped. But you know what? It's all in the club. I mean, that's who runs America. And they've got the biggest military in the world working for them. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.